This is 4. Chapter 4. Understanding Conflict Management Styles. Have you ever known the types of people that I'm going to describe in the next few sentences? Here's one. He seemed to have his mind set that his way was the only way the project should go. It was as if he had no concern or no care whatsoever about what other people felt. Here's another one. She won't say what she wants. She always gives in. She never takes a stand. She is so concerned about hurting people's feelings when conflict occurs. Or here's another one. He's always resigning. If we could ever get him to stick with it. But every time we get into some controversial issue, he won't say what's important to him. He has nothing to suggest about the program. He just quits. Well, these statements describe people who react different ways when conflict occurs. As a matter of fact, these statements describe some of the approaches or styles that different people employ in managing conflict when it occurs at different stages in their lives. Now, the word style is not a new word in our vocabulary of social terms. That's just his style is an expression we've all probably heard or we've all probably used at one time or another in life. We've all heard these terms. We've all used this term. That's just his style. As we've described another person's behavior during a certain set of circumstances. Style. Style develops as the person develops. Lifestyles are expressed as a result of learned values, culture, educational experiences, influence of others in our lives, the development or the lack of development of personality traits. Attitudes and behavior are revealed by one person's expression of his lifestyle. You can tell a lot about a person's attitudes, his behavior, by the way that he lives his life, by the style in which he lives his life. Conflict management styles are specific aspects or part of one's lifestyle. Just as some of us approach life in a highly organized fashion, while others are more lax in their approach, there are those who try to solve every conflict by being forceful. They try to solve every conflict by being forceful, while the conflict management style of another person might be to over and over again include others in the evaluation of the information and then include them in the decision-making process. Dr. J. Hall of Telemetrics International from the Woodlands, Texas, through his conflict management survey, has created an instrument which is designed to measure how persons respond in conflict situations by making use of various styles. That is, they respond in different ways. They respond in ways that are very clear, easy to delineate, to even sometimes predict. Well, Dr. Hall, in his instrument, has developed a tool here which can measure, which can help a person to gain insight and understanding as to the style that he uses. He discusses styles as, quotes, those typical and preferred ways of behaving in conflict situations which are both identified and explained in terms of the learned values that individuals apply. May I say that again? Dr. Hall discusses styles as, again, quotes, those typical and preferred ways of behaving in conflict situations which are both identified and explained in terms of the learned values that individuals apply. Dr. Hall's theory of conflict management suggests that personal goals and relationships are the driving forces in the dynamics of conflict management. I'm going to say that again also. Personal goals and relationships are the two driving forces in the dynamics of conflict management. First, let's discuss personal goals. Why are the parties in conflict? Do they just like to fight? Yes, some parties in conflict are in conflict because they are persistent antagonists in this world, and conflict is a part of what motivates them. It's what keeps them happy. In most cases, however, parties fight because they each feel they must attain a certain goal. It may be a physical or a philosophical goal, but it is a goal. Something worthy of achievement. Something that has worth and value, at least to them. Something that will bring satisfaction or even happiness. They have a goal in mind. They want to achieve that goal. And this is the thing that drives them in the conflict situation. But then there are also relationships. Now, while goals comprise the first part of the conflict event, relationships comprise the second part. Listen, although a party desires to attain a goal, he is also sensitive to one extent or another, to one degree or another, to the relationship that exists between himself and the other party. If he has a high regard for the relationship and a minimal concern for the goal, his conflict management style will be different than the style he employs when he has a high regard for the goal and a minimal concern for the relationship. There are various styles that can be used to manage conflict. The truth is that all styles have value. All styles have value and should be used at appropriate times and places. The appropriate or inappropriate use of a style often determines how successful one will be when he is involved in a conflict situation. The following is an illustration showing how a parent and a child can experience and work through conflict by implementing different styles at different times, by implementing a particular style at another time. Please remember, there's no set of tools or skills that guarantee satisfaction in all conflict settings. However, having some idea about styles and how to use them is much better than having no training or insight at all. All right. First of all, we're going to look at the style which tries to employ what is called the win-win style of managing conflict. Here's the issue. A child wants to go shopping for new clothes. The parent has had a difficult day with a busy schedule, but at the same time, the parent realizes the child needs clothes. The child realizes the parent really cannot go at this time. After discussing the matter, the parent and the child agree on a day within a reasonable time frame when they will go shopping for clothes. In this case, the parent wins and the child wins. Each is getting what each wants within a reasonable amount of time. Now, some of the key contributors to a win-win outcome are listed as follows. First of all, open lines of communication are necessary. You must talk. You must be sure that you're being heard, that what you're saying is being heard, and that you're listening. What the other person is saying to you is being heard. Secondly, an accurate statement of facts or need must be presented. What is the issue? What do you want? What do you want to accomplish? Another thing is that there is a desire to achieve a goal with a willingness, however, to achieve a goal that is acceptable in a reasonable period of time. You can't just say we're going to do something and it may be hours, weeks, months, or years from that particular time of need. In order for a win-win solution to occur, a high regard for other persons must be expressed and pursued, as well as a desire to achieve your own goal. There's another style, And this is the compromise style. Again, let's look at the issue. We have the same parent and the same child that were mentioned just a few moments ago. And the parent and the child go shopping. The child finds a pair of jeans that cost $75. The parent is not willing to spend more than $50 for the item. He's decided that that's all he wants to spend for a pair of jeans. But at the same time, the child still wants the jeans. And he offers to pay the difference with money he has earned himself. He's offered to pay out of his own pocket for the jeans that he wants to buy. The parent still has a difficult time understanding why anyone would want to pay $75 for a pair of jeans that should only cost $15 as far as he's concerned. However, the parent says, okay. The parent allows the child to purchase the jeans since he is paying the maximum that he agreed to pay and the child is making up the difference out of his own pocket. All right, we're talking about a compromise style in managing conflict. A key contributor to a compromise outcome is a willingness to negotiate a settlement that is not exactly what is desired, but it is better than not getting anything at all. Let me say it again. A key contributor to a compromise outcome is a willingness to negotiate a settlement that is not exactly what you want, but it's better than not getting anything at all or having the conflict to be prolonged and prolonged. Now, there's another style. There are five, and we're going to list them all and talk about them. There's the accommodation style. Again, we go back to the same setting, the same illustration, the parent and the child. They have finished shopping. The parent is ready to go home. I have a feeling a lot of you can identify with me on this. The parent is ready to go home. The child wants a milkshake. It's a couple of hours before supper. The child is a fast-growing teenager. He burns up large amounts of energy. The milkshake only costs a dollar. The time involved in this issue is about 10 minutes. So the parent buys the milkshake. Now, you'll probably say at this particular point, well, the parent seems to be yielding to every demand to the child. Every demand of the child. But could it be that the parent has enough insight to see the value of a parent-child relationship and that the relationship is important enough to acquiesce or accommodate the child at this particular point or as this occasion wants? If what is involved is $1 and about 10 minutes being spent with the child, it might be best to momentarily postpone the parent's immediate goal of going home. A key contributor to an accommodation solution is the ability to evaluate the moment and a willingness to place one's personal goals lower on his list of priorities. Now we come to another or fourth style of managing conflict, and this is the win-lose style. While the parent and the child are walking out of the shopping center, the child sees another pair of jeans. He wants them. He begins to make demands that he really needs just one more pair of pants. Just one more pair. Just one more pair. And at this point, let's review the whole scenario. The time for shopping was set several days ago. The parent and the child did go shopping as they agreed. The parent made or at least gave major assistance in a purchase as he promised. The parent later bought the child a milkshake. Now, the child wants another pair of jeans just because he says he really needs them. In this case, the parent rejects the demand based on a previous agreement that the child was originally promised one pair of jeans and that is all he's going to get. Some of you are probably clapping your hands at this point. Well, the parent has displayed a high regard for the relationship in previous settings. The parent has no reason to feel guilty that he's been unfair to the child. He refuses to even look at the desired jeans. The child insists that he needs one more pair. The parent reminds the child that of the previous agreements that were made by the two parties, parent and child. A win-lose outcome is beginning to take shape.
Nobody is willing to give.
The parent has authority. The parent has the ability to look back, or rather to back up any decision by the use of his power. The parent values the relationship, but other values
begin to come into this picture at this point.
An important value to the parent is that which discusses the issue as to when he should exercise the legitimate authoritarian role of being a parent. With concern for the relationship, but believing the primary goal of living with decisions and commitments that have been made must be adhered to, must be lived with, the parent insists and enforces his decision not to purchase another pair of jeans, another pair of pants. Now, a key contributor to the win-lose situation is the value of the parties, or the value the parties place on personal goals. In win-lose situations, relationships are of less concern. In some cases, they're of little concern. They're not as much concern in the overall picture to the parties that are involved in the conflict event. Then finally, there is another style, the fifth style of managing conflict, and this is the avoidance style. Let's go back to our parent and child one more time. They're walking to the car. The child sees a friend. The child's friend wants to talk with this young man for a moment. They want to talk, spend a few moments together. The parent sort of just wants to get out of all of this and head on home. He does not want any more conflict. The parent allows the child just a moment as he heads for the car. At this point, the parent has little concern for the relationship. His personal goal is also very simple. Just let me get to the car where I can find physical and mental peace, quiet, and rest. Just let me out of here, is what a lot of people say when certain conflicts occur in their lives. Some people say it much more frequently than others. A key contributor to the avoidance style of managing conflict is that the person who is implementing it is in a non-caring mode. He is in a non-caring mode about personal goals and relationships. Avoidance, escape, and getting away from conflict are his primary concerns. Whatever is taking place is not important to him for one reason or another. It is not important. At one time it might have been. It might have been very important. But at this particular point, it is not. Through the above illustration, an effort was made to drive home the point that all five styles of conflict can be implemented, or conflict management can be implemented by the same person in different conflict environments, or the same environment as it unfolds itself in different circumstances. For a person to repeatedly use the same style, however, indicates there's a need to learn of and implement other styles at different times. Now let's review for just a moment. Again, we're talking about conflict management styles. There are two things that drive a conflict. Number one, the personal goals. Number two, the relationships. There are, in the opinion of some, five different styles for managing conflict. The win-win style, where there's a high regard for the personal goals and the relationship, or the compromise style, or the accommodation style, or there's the win-lose style of managing conflict, or there is the avoidance style. All of them are significant. All of them are important. Now, in the illustration that I gave just a moment ago, it illustrates that conflict can occur at virtually any time for any reason in any relationship or situation. Let's say that again. Anywhere, anytime, any reason, any relationship. You might almost get depressed when you think about this because it sounds as though all people do is experience conflict. But maybe it's important that you begin to get that idea, so that you won't be going down the road of life and suddenly be confronted by conflict and wonder why it's happening to you.
Hear it again.
Anywhere, anytime, any reason, any relationship. There's just so much truth in this statement. A very great part of life is spent in conflict. The purpose of learning and using different styles of conflict management is to work through conflict without violence and without destruction, without great loss, without destroying relationships, organizations, even countries. Ideally, the desire is to see all conflict managed in win-win solutions. Ideally, that's the case. Realistically, win-win solutions are few in number. Most conflict situations conclude with a degree of compromise where each party is at least partially satisfied with the solution. Even understanding the styles and when to use them still will not guarantee the result you may desire when conflict occurs. The fact is, the painful reality is, listen, hear this also. Fights, divorces, wars, and bloodshed have occurred and will continue to occur as long as human beings walk the face of the earth. However, understanding conflict management styles may give insight on whether or not you should fight, when you should fight, and how strongly you should fight, or how strongly you should advocate your position. Now, we're going to look at each of these styles in a greater detail and suggest an appropriate use of them and maybe some results of the uses of those styles. We're talking here about the nature and the dynamics of conflict management styles. Again, first, the win-win style. What is meant by the term win-win? Win/win. What's meant by this term? While using this style, you make an effort to win or accomplish the goal that you feel is important and must be achieved. Simultaneously, you make every effort to see that the relationship with the person or persons involved in this event is maintained on a positive level of consideration, on a positive level of concern, on a positive level of communication. Win-win. You make every effort to see that the relationship and the goal are very important, utmost, in your mind and in your efforts. You regard other persons and their ideas and their desires as not only having worth, but you see that others' goals are given priority consideration. In summary, at the conclusion of a win-win conflict, both sides feel they have achieved their goals and maintained a positive relationship with the other party. Let me elaborate on this for just a moment. Win-win means that you win, they win. But it also means, and more specifically, it means that you win in the accomplishment of your goal, and you win in the maintenance of a good relationship. You need to keep this in mind. Now, in order to move toward a win-win solution, it's important, number one, to quickly determine the issue. This is very important. Specifically, what is the nature of the conflict? Are you sure this is the cause of the problem? The sooner you discover the real issue, the sooner you can move in the direction of solving the problem. I will say this repeatedly throughout this course. What is the issue? You have to work very hard to determine the issue. It's not easy. Time delays cause confusion. Win-win solutions are more possible in current or recent conflicts than they are in conflicts that originated weeks, months, or years ago. Accurate and honest communication is essential. Be direct and confrontive. state the facts. Make sure you are listening as well as talking. Win-win solutions are more possible when parties are open to an exchange of information. Evaluate before you advocate. Is this issue really important? This problem could quickly be a win-win event if you understand the issue is not so important and you would rather spend your time and energy advocating something more significant. Did you hear what I said? Sometimes things aren't worth fighting about. And it would be better to let this situation go than to fight about it or discuss it or make it an issue. See the other party as having an idea or suggestion that may appropriately conclude the conflict. Further, as you work toward win-win solutions, beware of prejudice. Win-win solutions are impossible if you've already made up your mind for or against something. You are set. You know what you want. Nothing else is possible. If that is the case and the other person feels the same way, there's no way a win-win solution will occur. Give people an opportunity to express their ideas before you condemn them. Win-win solutions are only possible when there's a mutual respect for all the parties involved. Recognize the personhood of others. People may differ in age, intellectual capacity, culture, race, sex, and other ways, but they are persons of God. Give them a chance to express that personhood. Maintain your emotional stability. Emotions can outrun reason. You got to work at this in conflict of all sorts. Maintain emotional stability. Emotion can outrun reason. Once this happens, it's difficult to pull frayed emotions back into line. Make careful use of power. Virtually everyone has power. Obviously, some people have more power than others. The misuse of power at an inappropriate moment could cause a conflict management process to become imbalanced and result in unnecessary intimidation, fear, confusion, and disruptive conflict. Christian doctrine calls for consideration of the win-win style to be used at the beginning of virtually all conflicts. Christian doctrine calls for consideration of this style to be used at virtually the beginning of all conflicts. You should have goals, and you should be concerned about achieving them. At the same time, however, the teachings of Jesus specifically tell us to be concerned about others and their needs. And so you must keep telling yourself that your goals are important, but people are also important. Win-win solutions. They are possible. Think win-win when you feel conflict is about to occur due to a controversial issue. Think win-win. Yes, my goals are important, but yes, relationships are important. Think win-win. Unfortunately, most people think only win-lose. Win-lose. Me, my, mine. I will have what I will have. Relationships, well, not so important. I must win. I must have it. Most people think this way. Think win-win when you're in committee meetings, when you're in the process of constructing a building, when you're revising a set of bylaws.